use permit?
Correct.
Currently?
I missed it. What's the rental capacity on the one now at 514?
I would have to look. Do you know how many bedrooms 514?
I believe it's a 5 or 6 bedroom.
That's what I was thinking. It was in the 5 or 6. Well, let me look.
I think one's 516. I think this one is 518, and I think the other one is, sorry. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Tell you real quick, because it had a new septic system put in.
Well, I saw that.
840 gallons a day divided by 127. It was, so maybe a 6-bedroom plus the 2 would have been how he did it, so that would have been correct. A new septic system for 5.
You can't get that dumpster overflowing out of that much.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't get the thought out of my mind. Somebody's helping him out.
He's not sure what I see different than last time. I just know what I see different from last time.
I do. Last time it was going to be a conducive use for it. This time it's forever. And I personally...
Yeah, that's a difference.
That's what
that
I
mean, is
as far
difference.
As what I, how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
We have enough to make a motion so we can discuss further for an approval or a denial.
I'll make a motion, but I need to preface it for the folks in the audience. If I make a motion to deny this and the motion doesn't pass, then we have a little bit of an issue as well. Does that mean it is approved if the motion to deny doesn't pass? So we have to make a motion to approve it, and then if it fails, then it is denied. So don't break out the pitchforks. I make a motion to approve this request.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have and it's a zoning change. So do we have a second for that motion?
So actually, when the chairman reads that motion, it's not a motion you approve or doesn't, you know, it's a motion you make a recommendation the county commission approves.
Correct.
You are not approving this
application.
Is there any further discussion before I read the motion and we take a vote? Hearing none, I'll go ahead and read the motion. To approve. So the motion to recommend approval of application 23-008 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Legacy Partners LLC for the parcels located at parcel 18-2.0-10-004-001-0028.000514 Skyline Drive to be rezoned from R2 zoning to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to Taney County Commission. All those in approving that motion, raise your hand and say aye. All those opposed, raise your hand. Say nay.
Nay.
So 09. So the Planning Commission does not recommend the County Commission approve.
Correct.
Okay.
Recommends the denial. And then I'll move to the second motion. Motion to recommend approval of application 23-009 for an amendment to Taney County zoning maps by Jason Hyde for parcels located at parcel 18-2.0-10-004-001-037.009518 Skyline Road to be rezoned from R2 zoning district to NR3 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. Again, this all those in favor.
You'll need a motion for that.
You need another motion.
Another motion?
Yeah.
Just read?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, do we have a motion for what I just read? Motion and a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none for the motion just read. All those in favor of recommendation of approval of the application, raise your hand and say aye. Opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
Motion or the recommendation is to deny the second application as well.
That the county commission does not approve. The is a 09 on the on recommendation both. To approve.
Correct.
Yep.
So now you can, the meeting is June 19th, 9 a.m. if you want, you know, to show up and you can talk directly to the Taney County Commission. Okay.
Thank you.
And give your pitch, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you're here for that portion of the meeting, you're welcome to head out now and not have to stay. You're welcome to stay as well if you want, but you can head out if that's as you desire. Okay, next on the agenda, we do have a conditional use permit for a proposed campground with tent and RV sites located at 1050 Sycamore Church Road.
CUP case number 2023-008. Ronald and Danielle Arts are seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for a campground located on an A1 agricultural district parcel with up to 36 RV sites done in phases, located at 1050 Sycamore Church Road, Branson. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the parcel is approximately 7 acres in size with no structures on the property. Being a conditional use permit, we have some staff recommendations. One would be compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations, which would include Section 016.000, Recreational Vehicle Parks, and I believe that's Article 016. Two, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And three, building permits will be required for all applicable structures or additions over 100 square feet. So, this is State Highway 248. This is where it meets the high road. So Sycamore Church Road takes off, goes south. I've got that parcel highlighted. Does everybody feel like they know where we are? Here's our zoning layer. Of course, the white is A1. This is that state forest. The blue is RR1.
And the development that just got approved, the townhomes is farther down.
Mm-hmm. I can show you on Beacon. I've got pulled up. The duplexes.
Yeah, further down. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Presley, if you want to send them down the hall, I hate for her to have to do that. But
I think she just did that. Yeah.
Sorry. That's fine. Just holler at us. Here's some photos I took from his proposed entrance, looking back, I guess it'd be to the north, and in turn looking back to the south. And it's mostly wooded. He was just starting to work on some road to go into it. And at that, I'd have the applicant come up and turn it over to them.
Hello, my name is Ronnie Arts. This is my wife, Danielle Arts. There's a lot more of you than I thought there was going to be, so I created some stuff for you, just a little bit of the due diligence that we've done thus far. Didn't know there was as many as there are, so I don't have enough folders. Is it okay that I...
We can share.
Okay.
No, we can't.
I gotta give you that one.
No. Here, I just want to go.
There's a couple that aren't in folders.
So basically this is, like you said, 7 acres that we've bought. We're going to put our house on the back 5 acres, roughly 5 acres, and keep the rest for the campground. We're not trying to make it anything unsightly, you know, or godly looking. In that picture, it does show the neighbor's trailer crossing the line. That is not on our property. That actually is. Everything should be moved up about 30 feet or so on that beacon line there. If you see some of the documentation that I've given you, I am a contractor by trade. I do construction, remodels, new builds. I'm working on a multi-million dollar home in Stonebridge right now. So I don't try to do anything, you know, for lack of better terms, half-assed, pardon my French. I try to do it as best I can the first time, and it's kind of a buy once, cry once motto, you know. So we're putting all of our life savings into this, and it's going to be something that we can call home and we can enjoy every time we drive through the park to get to our house, which will be in the back side of it. I actually have gone on to, as far as the septic system, Presby septic system is the one that we're looking for putting in for this particular development. I got certified over the weekend. I took their online course and certified myself, or through their course, I got myself certified to install the Presby system, and I'm actually enrolled into Scott sent me a link to get on the state's certification so I can start doing it for my business, because we plan on, once this is, you know, successful, if it's successful, developing more parks across the country or across the state, and then hopefully across the country in the future. So pretty much, you know, we've got 36 campsites that we're wanting to put in, RV pads, not really tent camping. I'm not sure, you know, if the tent camping thing is kind of something that was just part of the RV park, but we really want to kind of stick primarily to the RV pads. So we've got, I met with a chainsaw artist down in Arkansas just the other day, actually, and I kind of wanted to have at each campsite the number, you know, like number one through five or six or whatever we do for phase one, have it be like a bear carved into one of the cedar trees, because there's a lot of cedar trees, if you can tell on that picture there. So just to make it unique, the name of the campground is going to be Sugar Bear Campgrounds, and we're kind of, you know, partial to that name because that was the nickname that we called our dog that we just lost. And so we're trying to, you know, continue his legacy through that. So like I said, again, you know, this is all new to us, so we're kind of learning as we go. I've bugged the bejesus out of Scott, I'm sure, calling him in emails and stuff. I've spoke to Tandy County Road and Bridge this morning. They came out and he looked at the entrance that we have, went over the dimensions that I'm allowed to have for 40 feet width. He said that the clearance from both the north and the south looked to be adequate enough, but he was going to take some measurements to give me the approval for the entrance and exit to the park. We do want to have one main entrance and exit to the park. It's going to be a figure eight design. We are planning on doing the phases one through three, and the first phase will be six campsites. We may never grow any bigger than that, but we want to retain the option to grow bigger than that if we, you know, are successful with it, and hopefully, knock on wood, we are. So the first six will be kind of on, in that picture, on the southeast corner. If the north, you know, if north is on the top of the picture, it'll be the southeast corner. And the first spot will be 70 feet. We already have it dug out off of the highway. So we did a little test dig, and we built one little pad, and it's I measured it the other day. It's actually 70 feet from the edge of the highway. We want to keep as many trees along the highway as possible. We don't want to just make it a parking lot. We want it to be nice and pretty, so when you pull into it, you feel like you're out in the mountains in the country, because you are. And so in the backside, so our entrance to the house will actually be through the park too. So like I said, everything that we do, we're going to try to do it first class and top notch, just to make it feel, you know, inviting when we come home, and inviting when other campers come down. They say, we got to come back here again. And that's kind of the idea behind it, is to, you know, I feel like I'm rambling on, but that's where we're at. And that's what we're doing. I don't know if I have any questions from you guys. Okay. I think I covered it all. I'm not sure, but I did, in the back of the envelope, I did give you a plat map, and I drew out the first phase. I don't know if you guys have seen that or not, but that'll kind of give you an idea of what we're looking at. So, and I have, I met with Roselle engineering, and I'm putting together my team to do the actual the water.